Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to PESCO Fan Preview. Jeff Hathorn joined by the new Pitthead baseball coach, Mike Bell. Mike, congratulations.
Jeff, thanks
welcome
for having
to
me.
Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
And regardless of what people tell you, this is the weather every day in Pittsburgh.
75 and sunny is the way I like to say it.
Yeah, gorgeous.
It's gorgeous
like
day
this
here.
All the time. Welcome. What are your initial impressions? Obviously, this isn't the first time. I assume you had an interview up here.
I did have an interview up here. Did play against Pitt about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. A little bit different circumstances there. It was a little bit chillier. But beautiful downtown setting here. Walking in for pregame BP with a stadium backdrop with the yellow bridges in the background. I can honestly see this is a city of champions. I know there's a lot of history here. But this is a beautiful, beautiful setting here for a baseball park.
If you never used it before, you'll be glad you have that Maps app on your phone. It's not easy.
The head is still spinning, let alone my compass. We'll get the head down first, and then we'll work on the compass.
Why was Pitt right for you? Why was this opportunity at this school?
You know, the landscape of college baseball has changed so much in the last 5 to 10 years. There's so much parity in the game. You're seeing a lot of programs from the north, from the west, from the south, having success. Not to say that I've paid my dues, but I think 15 years as an assistant, well-traveled, the University of Tennessee, University of Oklahoma, and then home to Florida State, and having success in those places have prepared me for what we have in store ahead. The timing of it, you never know what's going to happen. And when Pitt called with their opening, the league that we play in is such a strong league and prepares our guys for postseason baseball. When I look at what Virginia has done in the last 10 years, when I look at Duke and Boston College one game away from the World Series in the last 3 years, I'm saying this is a diamond in the rough. It's a piece of clay that's ready to be molded here. They had some success last year, got to the semifinals at the ACC tournament, but honestly, they've only scratched the surface. And I think the timing was right for my family and I.
It is a conference where you're facing your old school Florida State, you're facing Miami, you're facing Clemson, you're facing all the schools in the Carolina.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, Virginia won a national championship a couple years ago, and Louisville isn't bad either.
Louisville's not bad either, exactly. Yeah, top to bottom, and that goes back to what I said, parity. There's so much exposure for these young student athletes at an early age with travel baseball from the recruiting side of things. Schools are investing more into their facilities, recruiting budgets. So you're seeing teams turn profits. You know, the ACC, SEC, they have teams turning profits for games. It's a great atmosphere to bring fans. It's a great atmosphere for young kids to come out and learn the game. And more importantly, it's an outstanding atmosphere for our student athletes.
So for fans that may come out to the Charles L. Koss Field next year, mm-hmm. Peterson Sports Complex, what will they notice from your teams right away?
Well, I got to get to know these guys first and foremost and find out what we're working with. But the one thing that I have talked about and from day one, we're going to always build our teams off pitching, defense, and base running. We've always felt like if we can stay strong in those three areas, it's a game of baseball. You can be in any game every night. Anybody can beat anybody in the game of baseball. And as you've seen time and time again, dominating pitching will overrule an offensive club any day of the week. So we'll start with that. You know, am I a power lineup or am I a speed lineup? That's going to depend on the pieces we're working with. They're going to play with a chip on their shoulder. I understand we're kind of a tough city here, the Steel City. I like our guys to not only be physically tough, but awfully mentally tough. But I don't mind playing the underdog role for a little while as we start to get the roster turned over.
Is it also a thing with your teams that you have to do the little things right?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And I think that's been one of the secrets to success. The places that I've been, the coaches that I've had a chance to work with, they think there's like a magic pill or secret sauce that you put on some of these guys. And a lot of it is, as you said, it's the fine details. It's when you're in a practice setting, what you're demanding out of them and what you can get out of them, whether it's on the offensive side, whether it's a defensive side, can they execute a pitch for pitch in a 2-2 or 3-2 situation offensively? Can they turn over a pitch and take a pitch instead of chasing something out of zone to turn it over to the next guy? It's not about hitting the most home runs. It's about scoring the most runs. And we got to have guys on base to do that.
You're keeping Jerry Oaks. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a part of that. How important was that for you? And we're talking to new baseball coach Mike Bell, by the way.
You know, keeping Jerry, the decision to do that in the last 24 to 48 hours, I can honestly say I've even taken it a step further. Like, I know 100%, like, this was the best thing. You know, I'm not saying I was waffling before. Had a great relationship with him. You know, he's a guy that you kind of cross paths on the road. You saw him as a tireless recruiter. He's done a great job with the pitchers that have been here. And I think they've seen that with the draft picks and the selections and the success that they've had here. Needing somebody that can kind of be a segue into from the past to the future of the program, and definitely I've seen that here in the last 48 hours, it's probably one of the best things I've done.
You have been in ballparks probably that have held 10 people to ones like the one behind us right now.
Yeah.
It was your first time here.
Yes.
I know you got a chance to see a little bit of it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, it's beautiful. The backdrop, the setting. Anytime you can have a city in the background, a city can get behind a team. And the same thing with a college setting. When you can get a student population or a community behind your team, guys like to play the game in front of people. It's not that they play harder that way, but it just brings an added excitement. You want a home field advantage. You want other teams not want to come in there because your fans are there. They can help lift you up. And like you said, I've been part of some great programs and played in some great settings. Very comparable. You know, walking into a stadium here, my son was with me, my daughter, my wife, and my son's looking at me going, "Dad, this reminds me of Omaha," you know, which is a beautiful place to be at the end of the year.
And it's a beautiful place right now here in Pittsburgh. It's funny, we were looking through the starting lineups today,
yeah,
and how many people that you end up knowing that you may never have even coached against or just through various channels.
You don't coach against a lot of them, but you try to get a lot of them out. So whether they're college players that you competed against, Colin Moran, for example, is at North Carolina. I always remember a Monday night game, ESPN game, Florida State versus Carolina, and it's a key situation late in the game, and we happen to have a quarterback on the mound by the name of Jameis Winston, who happened to be our closer. And, you know, Jameis's pitch was his slider, and it really was just developing a changeup. We all knew Colin, you know, he was kind of susceptible to a changeup. So we're going, okay, we can go with the fastball up in the zone, maybe chase it, or go to the changeup, which was Jameis's third best pitch. Jameis goes back, gets an extra little mile or two. Next thing you know, it's 93 right past him. One of the key moments of that game, of that series kind of deal. But it was a neat memory bank. As you see some of these fine players on these rosters, Jordy Mercer, you know, at Oklahoma State back in the day when I was at Oklahoma. You know, I ran into Chase Anderson today, one of the starting pitchers for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's a former pitcher of mine from the University of Oklahoma. And it's neat to see the success stories that they're having. But it's also neat to see some of the, I'll say, up-and-coming guys, the guys that were recruited, maybe high-profile picks that these teams selected. And you get to see them in a high school setting, and now they're here in the big leagues.
Now, did Moran always have that beard?
No, the beard is new.
Was he clean-shaven back then?
I think so. He was probably, definitely clean-shaven. You know, that was probably pre-draft, trying to show who he really is. So.
Well, you know, there's a lot of Civil War sites, so he's going for that second job just in case.
I guess.
You know, in the off season, he can be a Civil War reenactor. He's got it going.
I think he's doing well.
He's well
on
the way.
I think he'll be fine in the off season.
I also want to ask you, because I know you work with pitchers, could Jameis have made it at this level?
Without hesitation, no doubt. Jameis Winston can do whatever Jameis Winston wanted to do. I think people, and it's funny being here in the city of Pittsburgh, his first college start was right down the block.
Yeah, we remember that well. You may not want to bring that up.
Ironically,
often.
What people don't know about that, in pregame, it's a torrential downpour. In pregame, he could not complete a pass. Jameis was so amped up, he's missing high on a lot of his throws. When Jameis, as a quarterback, is missing, he's typically missing high. But when it's time to lock it in, and I think it was something, I'll just throw it out there like crazy, his first 15 or 16 passes were completed.
Yeah.
And the rest was history there. But, yeah, there's no doubt in the game of baseball, whether it was a pitcher, whether he was going to be a switch hitting outfielder, which he did some of that for us as well. He was a true competitor and a true team leader. I know he will have success in what he's doing right now, but he could have done whatever he wanted to do. He's that type of athlete.
Mike, before I let you go, what are the next couple of weeks like for you? I'm sure house hunting is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
When can you get on recruiting, and when can you start that process?
You know, not to say that I've done this before. I've got a list of things that, hey, when you take over a program, this is what you have to address first. And not to get ahead of ourselves, not to fall behind in recruiting, but I've got to get to know the roster. I got to get to know the pieces we're working with right now. We have Jerry on board. We have other key parts that we have to bring, another staff member in. We've got a couple of support staff positions that I'm excited about, too, because it's not about Mike Bell. It's about the people that are surrounded with me. It's about the players. But we're looking to put together that package first and foremost, take care of what's going on the ground here. And then while we're doing that, we'll be constantly hitting the road here with the 19s, the 20s, when I say that, the recruiting classes. That's the funny thing about college baseball. It's not just that next class that's coming in. You're usually going two and three classes at a time. And you're constantly reevaluating because of the draft, because of the talent pool. And you never know, there's going to be that diamond in the rough out there popping up that you got to know about.
Well, I'm sure before you know it, that baseball season is going to start.
Yes.
Mike, welcome to Pittsburgh.
Jeff,
thanks again for
taking
time. Thank
you so much
time.
For having
Congratulations.
Me. This is great. Thank you
the
so much.
The new Pitt head baseball coach, Mike Bell. You're listening to PESCO Fan Preview and a look at tonight's starting pitchers as we continue here on 93.7 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.